With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Special Assistant to the President Harrison Fields says as the Department of Justice looks into allegations that former President Barack Obama was instrumental in the Russia collusion hoax, there's something the public needs to keep in mind.
This is not an investigation in search of a crime. This is compelling evidence of wrongdoing in which is going to trigger an investigation to see exactly what happened. A very different situation when the government was weaponized against President Trump.
Fields says the DOJ probe into Obama as the possible source of the Russia collusion hoax is markedly different from many probes the previous administration launched against Donald Trump.
In which they were just searching, making up crimes, making up lies, and trying to prosecute him for the rest of his life. Very different scenario. We have a smoking gun. Now the DOJ is looking into it.
President Trump giving Senate Republicans permission to begin their August recess Saturday night, shortly before Democratic and Republican leaders agreed to quickly vote on 7 final civilian nominees, but none of the more than 100 still pending on the calendar. In the meantime, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Democrat efforts to stall the president's nomination is unprecedented.
Changing the rules as to cut down on debate and to force issue votes quicker, I think, is a way to address this lack of confirmations that's sensible, but that doesn't completely overhaul the Senate traditions and might not lead to a revolt among Republican senators as well.
Continetti making his comments over the weekend to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Well, Christian countries apparently are on the wane.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christian nations, defined as those where a majority of people identify as Christians, make up 120 of the 201 countries and territories on Earth. But that's down from 124 in 2010. The four countries that fell out of the majority Christian ranks over the past 15 years are the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Uruguay. Elsewhere, the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated are growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In its efforts to protect female athletes in Olympic sports, Trump administration providing the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic committees, a detailed legal brief on how such a move would not conflict with the Ted Stevens Act. That's the landmark federal statute governing the Olympic movement. Legal experts say it's a well-thought-out set of arguments. This is SRN News. A former U.S. soldier suspected of killing 4 people in a Montana bar, still at large and believed to be armed and very dangerous. Officials say they believe that 45-year-old veteran Michael Paul Brown committed the shooting with a rifle. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen says several law enforcement agencies have joined in the search.
We want to find this guy. This is a dangerous individual who was committed an absolutely heinous crime against this community and these victims. I'll go ahead and announce right now that we, at this time, we have a $7,500 reward, and that's just the initial reward.
Tennessee authorities have arrested 2 men they say connected to the case of 4 murdered family members who are related to an abandoned infant. Officers say they have many unanswered questions so far in this most unusual case. More details at srnnews.com.